This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, spring training coverage here as we broadcast from Clearwood are brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. We look forward to talking to Dave Dombrowski at 9:30 today. By the way, in part because we are talking to Dombrowski at 9:30, we will not do Life Advice with the Hammer, which we typically do this segment. We want to prioritize to get a lot of phone calls in this segment. But, of course, when we do Life Advice, and we would expect to do it next week, always brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. All right, reaction. A lot of phone calls this segment. Let's roll. Andrew in Ambler. Andrew, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you, team?
Doing great, Andrew.
Good, good. I did call in last week, and I did mention about the only way that I felt like the Phillies were going to get a little bit more fan enthusiasm was to change the lineup. So I want to give you a little bit of a visual, if I may.
Sure.
Picture that Trey Turner leads off, and I like what Rob said about it might change his approach. I think James was talking about that earlier when I was listening.
Yeah.
So picture this. Trey Turner gets on base through a walk. He steals second. You know then Harper's going to be pitched around because they don't want to deal with him. You got Boehm, who's the doubles machine. He drives in Trey. It's a 1-0. You got a runner on first and second, and here comes Schwarber in the four hole and hits a home run, and suddenly it's 4-0.
That sounds great. So can you book it?
I just think that lineup right there, you know, Schwarber doing his Schwarbaum thing, but you've got the potential of Turner and Harper and Boehm who can get on base. Of course, you know, Boehm was leading doubles, like we said, and Turner may be stealing bases with his approach change. I just love that. Love that lineup situation right there.
Well, it's pretty good. The one thing I'll say, Andrew, I'm going really nitpicky here. If it's the start of an inning, I don't think they're pitching around Bryce Harper if there's nobody out. Because, you know, you just don't want to put two guys on base with no one out. But I get your point that, you know, they're going to pitch around him at times. That's clear.
Yeah, it is so key.
See, here's the thing, guys. I brought it up last segment, but let me say it again. Reese Hoskins was the best protection for Bryce Harper in Bryce Harper's tenure here. Now, the best protection is when anyone gets hot. And there have been times when Castellanos has gotten hot. There have been times when Boehm has gotten hot. There were times JT got hot. And there certainly were times when Reese got hot. But I would say from a consistency standpoint, who did I trust the most batting behind Bryce Harper to help Bryce Harper? I would say it was Reese. And once he got going in Game 3 of the 2022 NLDS, that's when I felt like, you know, they took it to another level. Game 1, I'm sorry. Game 3.
You're right, Game 3, first home game.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I just think, honestly, I just think with, yes, they've been successful with Schwarber at the leadoff, but I just think there's more run production. You know, Schwarber hits a bomb at leadoff, great, it's 1-0. But if you've got people in the lineup, and that's why Stott also leading off might work to a degree sometimes. You just, you get more run production, and that's what they need in the playoffs too, right? They don't need
one. I'll tell you one of the things I don't like about Stott leading off. Schwarber then bats fifth, and I think there's a good chance he's their second best hitter, and I don't want him hitting fifth.
Yeah, that's true.
Andrew, give me an answer for the Eric Clapton tickets. Best nickname ever.
I don't know if it's been said, but can I also ask, try and talk to Dombrowski. You know, can we please not put Stubbs as the backup catcher? Can we give this Marchan a chance, please?
Sure.
He's much more offensively gifted than Stubbs.
Understood. All right, what do you got for a nickname?
I don't know if it's been said, but Elvis Presley, the king?
Yeah, the king. I mean, one of about seven or eight kings. Elvis is, so Richard Petty was the king.
Mm-hmm.
Been a lot of kings through the
LeBron
years.
LeBron James.
And that
king
was
James.
King James Bible.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Elvis the king. Not a bad answer.
James is a very kingly name.
Come on.
I think is the big takeaway from here.
Dorky comment that is. My God.
You can call me king if you want. Like greatness, dude, greatest. I should be named king. King Seltzer.
Hey, when you got a Bible named after you, it's kind of a big deal.
Sure, I've been many Bible. Kings named James. I'm just saying.
Did you ever, John, have a nickname?
How many King Josephs were there?
Did you ever have a nickname?
I have never had a nickname except for Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Kid Richie Vicious Rich. On the show. Remember Kid Vicious for a moment?
Yeah.
And
Richie Rich is more just. What about the Mechanicsburg Mauler?
No.
That's pretty good.
That's a lot of
what about something with the bloody forehead?
One.
There was never any bloody, type of nickname there.
Not that I was aware
the
of.
The Bleeder. That's pretty intimidating.
It doesn't have.
That's pretty horrible.
That's funny.
Jerry Cooney was a bleeder, and it doesn't make me feel.
No,
great
it's not that tough to be the
Jerry
bleeder.
Cooney-esque.
Rhea, do you remember when Cooney fought? I want to say Holmes. I could be wrong.
Was that the tomato can?
Well, there was a great nickname for the fight because it was at Caesars, and they were both really old. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, the geezers at the Caesars.
The geezers at
Caesars. Yeah, that's a great nickname. Larry Holmes, great nickname.
That was so bad.
Yeah.
And anybody who actually paid for it, why?
Unbelievable. All right. So, Rhea, I know you and James have been following some social media stuff going
on. Oh, yeah, buddy.
With the Eagles. Can you tell us and everyone listening, what is going on with social media with the Eagles defensive backfield?
So, I think I'm pretty sure now it's very hard to do the piecing together of this, but I think you played Darius Slay on Emmanuel Acho earlier.
Yeah.
And he was mentioning, that Reed Blankenship, a good lead. He apparently mentioned pretty much everybody in the secondary except for one person. His name would be CJGJ.
Mm.
He does not appear to be pleased, and someone from the Eagles should probably get to him on Twitter.
So he's tweeted a few times. There was a tweet yesterday around the same time that the Zach Bond contract came out that was cryptic about man, you would think after a great season, you got me twin or whatever.
Now, let me say this before you keep going. I wondered yesterday when I saw that if it was about our show talking about Jalen Hurts.
Ah, that's interesting, too.
I just wondered.
No, a lot of people thought it was about the Zach Bond contract, and him not getting, and Saquon after a year, whatever. Yep. But there was, it's been deleted, but CJDJ did quote tweet the audio. So someone put out the comments, the quotes, Reed Blankenship being around me, a lot of veterans, what Slay said. And CJGJ quoted and said, this is what I'd be talking about. What other vet you going to bring in, bro, to lead this group? All that slick bleep got to stop, bro. Being a leader is by action and doing things. Yeah, I talk that smack, but fam, let's be real here. My passion and fire for this group showed. No hate in me, 100. So I think that the fact that Slay didn't
mention him
when talking about the leaders. When again, that was my first thought. When you played that audio for Blankenship, I'm like, "What? That's weird, not CJGJ. We saw the speeches. He's a captain. So I think CJGJ felt it was weird, too.
Wow. Okay.
And he's the thumbs are moving this morning with him.
Really? So
yeah.
Been a couple different
things? Well, listen, and I don't blame it. He referenced that, you got to the divisional round without me the one year. And listen, I think the reason they brought him back is they needed an edge in that backside of the, and he provides it. He really does.
Well, he does provide an edge. Look, guys, I have no idea who the best leader in the defensive backfield is. How can I know? I'm not supposed to know. I will say this. Darius Slay, indicating that Reed Blankenship's a better leader than CJGJ, could be accurate.
That carries weight,
too. Just because CJGJ is a better player, which he is a better player, doesn't mean he's automatically a better leader.
And there's a difference between being 100%. The rah-rah guy who's going to be the crazy, get-everyone-hyped person. Mm. I do think that CJ GJ, he's awesome that. And he's gonna always have an edge, and everyone appreciates that. He brings some levity also when it's needed most. Reed Blankenship, not as dynamic.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Personality, there's no doubt, but it carries weight with me that Slay, who is a leader and has been around this league for a long time, says that Reed Blankenship is the leader of the secondary. Well, in his absence, that does matter.
And we're not in the locker room. You're right. Like, so that I take it for what it's worth there. But I will say, in terms of what we've seen from the Super Bowl stuff, whether it was the speech the night before that he gave, the 1-2-3 breathe, stay here, all this stuff, it did feel like CJ GJ was a leader of that group, or at least viewed or acted as a leader of that group.
Yeah, I don't think you get asked to speak. Yeah.
That's
what
I mean. I mean, he was a captain. He's one of the eight captains. So, like, It's just a weird thing.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I agree with that. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us today, as always, by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, are you surprised Zach Bond got so much money? The terms, 3 years, $51 million. With $34 million guaranteed. I was very surprised he got this much money, in large part because everyone kept telling me he wasn't going to get that much money. I got to stop listening to people. My initial inclination is he could be up there. Then everyone's like, no, it'll be, you know, not that much. I'm like, okay, I guess you're right. Well, he got a lot. John, poll question. Are you surprised Bond got so much money? How do you think people reacted, yes or no?
Well, everyone's happy. I think that might cross this up a little bit. Are you surprised? Sure. 60% will say $17 million a year is more than they expected.
79% are not surprised. I'm surprised that 79%.
I'm shocked by that.
I'm shocked 79% aren't surprised or shocked.
Like,
he's an off-ball inside linebacker. That's a lot.
And especially for the Philadelphia Eagles to do it.
Don't pay linebackers. They don't pay running backs.
Exactly. I mean, that they now have the highest paid running back and the fifth highest paid linebacker. It's just, you know? And look, we're all happy these guys got signed. Like, it's universally, for the most part, beloved.
Yeah,
but it is different.
Yeah, I found that Twitter poll a surprising result. Let's get to Chris and Maple Shade. Reminder, Dave Dombrowski in 15 minutes. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
As Tony would say to Christopher. Christopher? No, it was really bad. And I can't do it.
Christopher!
No, Christopher. I'm trying to do a Tony Soprano.
Hello.
Christopher.
Yeah, it's more like Christopher.
Because he didn't have the R's crisp. Yeah. All right, what do you got, Chris?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, pal.
Great.
I just wanted to say, you know, I'm just super stoked that we signed him. I think it was a little bit high, but I'm glad we have him. I think we're going to be really the team to be going to the Super Bowl again next year.
Well, we'll see. I mean, let's see after next week who's on the team and who's not. But obviously, the Eagles have a great chance.
Do you think that the Saquon Barkley? Do you think that was high, like what they gave him? I mean, I know it's a record, but I mean, it's worth it, I think. But what do you guys think?
I'm so all good with it, Chris. There's never been a player that's deserved it more. And it's still not even that high. It's high for the position. But, you know, you think about it. It's
3 years from now, other guys will be paid and will look at that and say, wow, Howie was a genius.
Yeah, it's going to change things now for running backs, right? I mean, pretty much.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Yes, I think it will to a point, but also, like, Saquon is a super special running back. I don't think everyone's going to get paid like Saquon. Yeah.
But the big guys will get paid bigger money.
I think
now.
It really helps the best
and they'll
of the
get
best.
More guaranteed.
Yeah, I think it could really help.
Yeah.
Well, I think we are going to go again next year, and we're going to win it again. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Love it.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Chris, give me an answer, bud, for the best nickname.
I was thinking the Minister of Defense.
That's a great
that
one.
Is a good
I like
answer.
That a
again,
lot.
Again, so many great Philly ones. So many. We haven't even mentioned. There's
a lot.
A ton left.
Yeah. You know, by the way, I think one of the things that has helped running backs value and helped the money that is now beginning to reemerge with running backs is the running quarterback. John, there's a symbiosis too. I've got a running quarterback. He might run to the left. I've got a good running back. He might run up the middle. It presents a problem for the defense. And probably half the teams in pro football now, if not more, have a quarterback with wheels. And I think to a certain extent, it actually makes the running back more valuable. Because if you can combine a good running back and a good running quarterback, you really put a defense in a bind.
You sure do. And you've got the tush push in your back pocket if you so choose.
Well, this team
By
does.
The way, tush push is also
a nickname?
A nickname.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well,
for quarterback sneak. That,
for
I mean,
a quarterback
I would
sneak
have
that
voted
is pushed.
For tush push
yeah.
to be a winner today. I think tush push is the answer.
Well, not anymore. It's not.
I know. Well, that's why.
Way to go, John.
It's important to take it off the board because I would have had a hard time voting against
there
it.
There you go. Let's go to Mark in Downingtown. Hi, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
You bet, Mark.
First of all, are you guys going to have Beat the Hammer tomorrow? In
yes.
Clearwater?
Sure.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Live Beat the Hammer, Joe.
Mark, let me put it this way. I'm going to scream when I win.
Oh my God,
so loud. Like, I'm going to rattle the room where the Phillies brass is going to be meeting with, like, you know, who's going to be the leadoff hitter. Like, they're going to hear, the hammer! You know, when I go wild tomorrow at 7:55.
I need it. So I want to align myself with James. I would prefer to have Kyle Schwarber be the leadoff hitter, but I'm open to having Turner try it out. I just don't want to see flip-flopping, you know, 2 or 3 months into this.
Well,
season.
You know why you see flip-flopping, right?
No.
Because it didn't work.
Well,
so let me tell you this. You'll welcome flip-flopping if they have 2 months of someone not doing well.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, 1 or 2 months is all I need, and then after that, that would be great.
I think he's saying don't go too – like when Trey first got here, what was he in the leadoff spot for? 3 weeks maybe, something like that? Yeah, and he was brought to be the leadoff hitter, and they abandoned it. Quick,
yeah.
I think Mark's
and
saying,
actually,
like, you know, if you're going to go for it.
And actually, your interview with Topper kind of swayed my – I mean, I was dead set on Schwarber leading off. And then when I heard Topper, your interview with Topper about, you know, adjusting Turner's
– It was interesting.
Yeah, it's compelling.
Yeah.
And I hope it works. Wouldn't that be something?
And I do think he'll get it. I think Trey Turner is going to be the leadoff hole hitter. All right, Mark, give me an answer for a great nickname.
Give me 1 second.
Oh, wow. Cool. What do we have? Audio accompaniment?
No, I don't need a company. The Nature Boy.
I was wondering if you were going to the bathroom. You wanted to give us a nickname for going to the bathroom, which there's about 30.
I thought he was just trying to create drama, really. You know,
how many nicknames are there for going to the bathroom?
Is there a sound effect?
A lot.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of nicknames.
For both one and two, so to speak. Yes.
Yeah, but for two, I mean, you got the word that begins with a D, the word that begins with a C.
Sure.
The word that begins with an S.
Sure. I mean, but yeah,
are we going to go through the
other one? You got an L, you got a, you know, drain okay, something. So, you know, there's all kinds of phrases.
You got two
use.
To begin with a P for standing up.
You're damn right.
You know?
Joe, you should assume this nickname. It's
there's one that's just that.
Mark, we're so juvenile. I mean,
I like to start with dropping.
God,
I like the colloquial dropping.
There's
something.
The whole, you know, take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
All
right, Mark.
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
Dropping. There you go. But there you go with the dropping.
All right, Mark, I'm embarrassed now.
This is your fault. You started
We go from this to Dave Dombrowski momentarily, or shortly at least. Mark, an answer for a great nickname.
I said the Nature Boys.
Oh, yeah, Nature Boys. Not bad. Not going to win. But yeah.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.